sends his word is what heals them and delivers them from their destruction. The word of God is the ordained instrument for deliverance of all kinds. Join God's servant, Sunny E. Olide of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word of God ordained for your deliverance. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Healing and Deliverance.
From this meeting, Jesus will begin to heal through your life. In the area of divine health, today mark the hand of sickness and disease in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 to 25. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Jesus Christ, the healer of all sicknesses and all diseases. All. Name them. And tonight, what we'll be dealing with is what method did Jesus really apply? As he said, understanding determine your results. Hallelujah. You will be completely free tonight and forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first thought that came is that when God had a problem, what did he do? God himself had a problem. Then the method is he applied is the best method to apply whenever Satan come across your way. When does he go have problem? Is he strange? When he created the heaven and hell, what happened? Problem came now. Abi? There was darkness. My major surprise and joy is this. God never discussed that darkness. Genesis chapter 1. It was the same method that Jesus used. He never used anything to pierce anybody's body in the name of healing. That same method is what we trust God to inject into your spirit man tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. From verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. That's my issue. This passage, if we read very well, when God said, let there be light, this passage should read, and there is light. But there was light. It means the solution to every problem has been there before the problem. Hi. Solution has been there before problem. Your ability to bring the solution out will make you to escape the problem. Excuse me. Who created Satan? Did he create him as Satan? Not at all. He decided to become Satan. Now, he that created him is greater than he than what he created. Now, whatever Satan will bring today to any life, God is greater than that. I don't know whether. Let there be light. I think if I'm to read very well, the next question is that there is supposed to be there is light. But the question, the pastor said, let there be light, and there was. I don't know whether. Am I? It means the light, the solution existed before the problem. That's the first understanding I want you to have tonight. When you know that the solution existed before the problem that is confronting you, then you will bring the solution out. Let there be light, and there was light. It means the light is hiding somewhere, waiting for the problem to arise. And when the problem arises, then the solution arose and overshadowed you. Every devilish problem around your life and within your body system tonight, the light of God will dispossess them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let there be light. I think it's supposed to be. The question, the text will read that, and there is light. But it does not. It means God existed before any other. He created all things. Yeah, nobody created it. When God confronted me with this passage, never you fear any problems. Himself confronted problems, but there is something. It means solution was in him before the problem. The greater joy today, he that created all things is within you. Yeah. I know for sure, sickness and disease have nothing to do with my life anymore. I know it. I know it. I mean, I know it. You have nothing to do with it. No. We don't have any business together. We are not in the same kingdom, so you have nothing. And any time he mistakenly touches my body, he receives the greater destruction of his life. But listen to me. Let there be light. And there was light. I was shocked that this was the method that God used throughout. This was the method that Jesus used throughout. And this was the method that the apostle used throughout. Psalm 107. From verse 17. It began with the word fool. What is the meaning of fool? Those who rejected God. When you reject what God said, then you are counted as fool. And none of us is there. It says fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. That's the thing. Their soul have ordered all manner of meat, all manner of method of healings. and they draw near unto the gate of death. Then something happened. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. Friends, cry is not the solution. Cry has never been a solution. May I ask you a question? When blind Bartimaeus, when he cried to Jesus, don't know before he's still in two places, Jesus asked him the question, what do you want me to do for you? He said that I may receive my sight. And he said, thy faith has made you. It means, what if Bartimaeus is not crying? It's his faith. It's the word of his mouth. What will save you as a child of God in any problem is the word of your mouth. Words controls the universe. Words created the universe. Words control the universe. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. How did he save them? The next verse. He sends his word. He sent his word. This is another question for me. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Excuse me. I know you'll bear me out. If we are to read that passage, if we are to mark it, we will have correction. It's supposed to be said, he sent his word. Why should you use the word is sent? It means the word has been sent. It means he called them to remembrance of the solution. Solution is always has been in existence before problem. Don't forget it. The moment your God helps you to get to this point, that before any problem you can ever see today, there is solution before them. Am I communicating? Is sent. And what happened next? They were healed, they were delivered, and they were set free. That will be your portion. I say that will be your portion. The reason is because Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, is God's revelation for man. Jesus Christ is God's revelation in man. Jesus Christ is God's revelation with man. Is God's revelation for you? Is God's revelation in you? Is God's revelation with you? Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Now listen to me. I'm going somewhere. Everything that God has provided for us, no one will enjoy anyone without his mouth speaking. His mouth. Actually, your mouth is your head. Say, my mouth is my head. Say with all boldness, my mouth is my head. Say that my mouth is my head. The healing that Jesus does, that I saw, is here that he casts out devils by his word. Now, Proverbs chapter 18. Well, let's go to verse 12 first. Proverbs 12, verse 6 and verse 18. Something is beginning to rise within you right now. You are not the sick, but you are the healed. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 6. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. It means your mouth is your deliverance. The mouth of the upright shall deliver them. Say, my mouth will deliver me. God placed his deliverance and my deliverance in my mouth. But the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. Verse 18. Very powerful. There is a sticker like a piercing of a sword, like the stairs of this one. But the tongue of the wise is head. But the tongue of the wise is head. If I child of God, your head is your tongue. You will not be sick again. Can you say my tongue is my head? Say with all authority, say my tongue is my head. Say it again, say my tongue is my head. From tonight, my tongue will speak right things. Give another translation, NLT, another translation, you hear. Another one say, the tongue of the wise brings healing. Some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. What brings healing to you? What will bring healing through your life to another? But the words of the wise bring healing. Another translation. I'm so happy tonight. Glory to God. But the tongue of the wise brings healing. But the tongue of the wise brings healing. Another translation. But there is healing in the words of the wise. But the tongues of the wise brings healing. What will bring healing to you now? Healing is available for you. Healing is in your name. But it takes your tongues to bring it. I don't know one thing with words. Eh? Your words, if you speak here, it can affect someone in London. The entire world were created by words. You and I were created by words. Now, when God created you with his word, if there are challenges in your body, where are you supposed to turn to? You turn back to what he created your life with. Abi? Being born again. Not with corruptible seed. But with incorruptible seed of the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. 1 Peter 1:23. Now, hallelujah. You will not be sick again. Irrespective of what they have told you before. Irrespective of the analysis of sickness and disease they have placed in your life. With your tongue from tonight, as you begin to prophetically declare what God has spoken concerning your head, you will experience healing. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Be born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now, may I tell you, even though a part of your body system is missing, this thing was is the creator. He can replace it. How many of you believe that? Now, the word of God you are seeing is God himself. Huh? This very word of God you see used to move. How many of you have been in your room before you hear God's word without reading? Where did that word came from? You were one. And he located. That same word has the capacity to recreate whatever is damaged in your life. Yes, sir. For a demand. Huh?
Your turn.
Yes. Yes. You must become someone that people will envy from now. Why did I say the word of God is so powerful? It moves everywhere. As we'll be speaking here, it goes far. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 and 18. For faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Verse 18. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily. Their sound went into all the earth. Their sound went into all the earth. What you are speaking here goes to all the earth. To know how powerful the words are. We were not told that God was in the earth when he created the earth. And nobody can tell us the distance from heaven to heaven. Yeah, God spoke there. And something happened here. To tell you that there is no distance that the word of God cannot penetrate. I pray you understand. Their sound went into all the earth. And their words unto the ends of the world. Ah, you mean if I speak here, he has the capacity to travel to the end of the world. If you speak here, God is telling you now that your words have the capacity to move to the end of the world. What a good thing. Here we are the pulpit. From today, every spirit of people in your life, they are going out now. He said, strangers will hear my voice and run out of their hidden places. Every stranger of sickness and disease in your life, right now, I declare they are running out of their hidden places. God said, your words will go into the end of the world. We don't know the distance. How much more of where your liver is, your words will locate it and recreate it. Do you hear it now? To tell you the power of God's word, he moves everywhere. In the day of Adam, I heard your word. Walking. Ah, it means the word of God walked. He moved. Wherever any bacteria, any viruses or sickness and disease is hiding in your body system, right now, I dispossess them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Friends, don't accept any circumstances again. It's not, you are not part of that. Am I communicating? Circumstances were created for you. God created a place where you control them. So don't allow them to control you. Somebody asked me some years ago, say, what is my blood group? I said, I don't know. I've never tested it before. And it's not necessary. I don't have time for that. Thank God nowadays, nobody has a blood group before you enter school. See, let me tell you this. Until you understand, thank God for that charge. Understanding is the difference. It's the key. See, the word of God. I mean, the word of God. Has the capacity to create. He has the capacity to recreate. He has the capacity to build. He has the capacity to plant. He has the capacity to uproot. This dead world. God never confirmed anything outside his way. And the Lord walking with them, confirming the world with signs. God will confirm his word in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Simple truth, when sickness touches your body, remember the sickness. Remind him that with his stripes, I am healed. I don't need anything more than that. I don't need to speak it two times. One is okay. because it's working. Am I communicating? For preventive purpose, we speak it every day. But when the issue arises, once is okay. It's enough. One bullet. Eh? One bullet. It's okay. From tonight, any day, anything cause sickness touches your body, they will die instantly.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. West, 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 the west of God. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them. And Jesus healed all that were sick. May I tell you now? Don't look for Jesus today. If we're looking for him today, he's in the word of God. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Listen to me. As I said, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is God's revelation for man. He is God's revelation in man. He is God's revelation with man. That's why his name is called Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us. Yes, sir. Lord, come and heal me. Lord, come and heal me. I hear God saying, son or daughter, I have already healed you. Take your healing. Yeah. Hallelujah. The problem that God has, how did this solve it? Eh? So today, how do you think you will solve your own? Eh? What did he say the tongue of the wise does? He said, if you want to live in divine health all the days of your life, your tongue must keep speaking the word of healing. It's a continuous matter. The knowledge of chemistry will not give you healing. The knowledge of metaphysics will not give you healing. Only the knowledge of God's word will give you healing. Do you understand my point now? God, problem confronted him when he had the creation. He said, let there be. He didn't organize an IDG. Huh? Are you and I, when it was time for him to create, say, come, let us come. Well, how did he come to us? He speaks you to us. Then you are a product of his word. We are all product of his word. His word give back to us. Huh? So anytime you want to see your life, you want to see how you look like, read what God said. James chapter 1 verse 18. He brought us forth by the word of God that we might be a kind of his first fruit, of his creation. Of his own we beget us with the word of truth. With the word of truth. He gave back to you with the word of truth. And this is what you are hearing now. God gave back to you and I with the word of truth. Huh? You are a product of God's word. That we should be a kind of first fruit of his creation. That you should be a kind of Jesus. Jesus is the first fruit who rose from the dead. Abi? He said, he created, he brings you forth by his word so that you can be a sample. I've never seen Jesus being hospitalized. I never read it, say it was up, and they are sitting. So whatever Jesus did not do, whatever did not happen to him, will not happen to you again. Very simple and believe. That is just. Or did he went to hospital in Jerusalem? Were you told they rush into Egypt? The most civilized nation in his days? Huh? Was going everywhere. Going everywhere. Whatever make you to be sick, you must release it tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Your words. Your words. If you want your life to be filled with health, huh? Utilize your mouth, huh? To speak the word of God daily. A man shall be satisfied with good, huh? By the word, by the fruit of his mouth. over 2014. Your satisfaction with health. Your satisfaction with good health is with the fruit of your mouth. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. A man, anyone will be satisfied with the good health by the fruit of their mouth. You speak the word of healing, you have healing. You think the word of healing, you become healed. Because you become what you think, and you have what to say. You become what you think, you have what to say. Forget about all the flying dolphin that is going everywhere. The word of God is not neglected. Let me tell you. No prophet, that any prophet that does not believe in the word of God is not of God. Because every prophet today were product of God's word, if truly. Am I communicating? God, who created the heaven and earth, when Jesus came, when he sent his disciples, go and preach the word. And when you finish preaching the word, then healing will follow. Let me tell you, it's a taboo for someone to tell you that, don't put your slippers outside, they may poison it. I say, me, put it there. Do you know why? There is a vision. And I'm going to show you. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means. Maybe you are sleeping when the poison is slippers. You wake up, you don't know, you step it. The poison dies instantly. The one that can catch you, if you go and tempt God. Let me say, magician. Carry a big copra. He's doing his magic. He says, yeah, child of God, test him. No, don't do that. But the one that... No. Is that not in your Bible? In Luke 10:19. Is it not what it says? See, don't let... See, this word... There is power in the word of God, though. We have been there. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That is what God said, and that is whom you are. That's what is expected of you. Even the devil knows. But he play with your lack of what? Can't see some doctrine like that. Don't put your slippers outside the parking lot and lock it up. I say, where do you see all these things? If you are going on the way, copware, just eat or say, begin to pray. I say, I don't need prayer for it. Copware should be there. Normal. Am I communicating? Because at creation, he gave you dominion over them. They are not to dominate you. When you are coming, they fear you. Do you understand my point? He told Noah, thank God Noah is there. He said, oh, the animal of the head will be afraid of you. When I saw it in the Bible, and I knew that they must be afraid of me. No wonder when Daniel got into the den, they were afraid of him. You know, Daniel didn't walk there by himself. He didn't tempt God. He didn't say he wanted to enter the den of lions. They threw him there. But because he knew the covenant, that all the animal must be afraid of him. I think we need to get to a level in life whereby you must become a spiritual hero. Genesis chapter 9. It's a serious matter tonight. God is said to do something here on earth, but without men, he can't do it. We are the one limiting him. Don't limit him again. Genesis chapter 9 from verse 1. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Glory to God. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth. Is that your Bible? Now, who is in Noah of our day now? What did God say about you? The fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Is that in our Bible? Do I need to be afraid of animals? But what happened to the when you see snake? So where is he? You are asking, where is he? And you are going back. Snake enter your house, you are asking, where is he? Eh? In fact, the moment the snake enter into your house, he knew that it's already there. Friend, it is time for us to write. Huh? It happened in the days of Jesus. When the wind blew, you know, I am here to control you. You can't control me. Say, peace, be still. What happened? He understood the power of words. The reason why many of us will say something, it did not happen, because you did not believe what you are saying. The proof of sincere belief is saying, he's speaking. Abi? You know, when you don't believe, your spirit man has not captured it. If I say me, you won't see any result. But when you speak, speaking, when you know, you go out and laugh. Leave the rest. The word is enough. Because God is in his word. Am I communicating to you now? You only hear where we are now today? The west, they are west, gone to the end of the world. What you are speaking here now is carrying the devil that is a 1,000 kilometers away from you. See, hear this. What God said is true. Eh? Because you have made that law your refuge and the Most High, your habitation. God said, there shall no evil. Eh? There shall no evil before you. Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. It means sickness and disease will not even come near. Why did they come near to us today? Because we did not know. My people are destroyed. Not because the devil is powerful. Not because they are in the wrong location. They are destroyed because they don't get the knowledge. That is why I say it again, I repeat it again. Every genuine called man of God, his job, his role, is to feed people with God's knowledge and God's understanding. Any preacher that is a preacher after God's heart, his role to the people of God, to anyone he will meet, is to feed them with knowledge and understanding. God's knowledge and God's understanding is what you need to get you out of that trouble. Jeremiah 3:15. I will give you pastor according to my heart, who shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Knowledge and understanding, he feed you. You know the meaning of feeding? That's how we repeat it continuously. Sometimes they read it again. Say, why did he tell me to read it again? He's feeding. Huh? You don't take a spoon. You don't dip your spoon inside your rice cup. I just took one. You say you are okay. It means you are sick. Am I complicated? I know as tall as he is now, he may take 100 spoons. Then you have to read the word of God 100 times as well. As you are reading it, something is happening. As you are confessing it, something is happening. As you are confessing it, revival is taking place within you. The giant in you will rise tonight. Before you get to the point of satisfaction, a lot has been done. The world. Even a child of today, giving one spoon of pap is not enough. How dare you confessing the word of God and say you are okay? No way. Keep loading it. It's an explosion. One day is coming. a thing will just explode. Bow. I say, I don't know. Is it like that? Friends, from now on, grace will be hunger and thirst for spiritual things. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Say, but the tongues of the wise is head. No head anywhere. The word of God and your tongue. The word of God and your tongue. The word of God and your tongue. Huh? Don't know the day I know that I won't die untimely. You open my eyes and I saw you. No, no, the day I know that I will never have a sickness of old age. There is nothing like that in the Bible. Sickness of old age is man-made. And man may never give back to me. I am brought forth by the word of God. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 33 verse 25. My shoes shall be iron and brass. And as my days, so shall my strength be. It is that with diminishing strength. Everything, every knowledge of diminishing strength in your life, they are destroyed right now. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. And as thy days, so shall your strength be. Listen to me. As a child of God, the measure of your strength is God himself. The measure of your strength is God himself. Yes. I don't know about it, but I know it. Listen to me again and again. Abraham is our forefather. Abi? Huh? He said, Abraham shall go to his father in peace. And he shall be buried in a good old age. And I know I'm a descendant of him. And I tap into that. And I confess it. And it's happening to me already. Hear this. At 90, if Jesus started, you see me like this. Huh? Do you remember Caleb? He said 40 years ago. As I was then, my son is here. Give me a month. He didn't ask for useless things. What kind of faith do we carry to? No wonder what he said. He said, you don't have me until you are right. Yes, yes, sir. And that is, don't remember it very big. Ha! Those of you, daddy, I know your thoughts. If anything happened to this girl, we will arrest this man. Only one word, clear it. Just one. I will save all your children. I'm not the savior of them, he's the one. And he said it, and I believe it. I thank him for that. And see how to be. See, the word of God is working. Please, I beg in the name of God, get married to this. Every solution you need on head is here. I tell you the truth. Every breakthrough, greatness, software that you need is here. Huh? Oh my God. Genesis chapter 15, verse 15. I shall go to my father in peace. I shall be buried in a good old age. And so shall be your portion. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. That will be your portion. I'm not dying now until I fulfill the assignment. I'm just starting. Huh? Yeah. Hallelujah. How do we take delivery of our healing? By constant speaking what God has spoken to you. It is your duty. God has released everything he needs to release to you. Then left for you to do what? To pick it up. Now let me say this. If brother me had somebody send you $100,000 and the money enter your account. But the bank did not alert you. And you are in need of $5,000. My brother, can you go to the bank? Why? You don't know. Because they didn't alert you. Likewise. All you need for your success and fulfillment here on earth is in the Word of God. The Holy Ghost is the one that gives alert. Huh? When you open your eyes to see, oh, this belongs to me. Okay, let's say for instance, and you serve yourself for 3 days. Then the 4 days, you are just saying, Lord, I believe in you. And suddenly you see the alert. And when you get there, they say, this money actually came 10 days ago. What happened? You say, wow. So, how money like this? For how this? That's it. You know, you have this one in your Bible. You have healing in your Bible. You have deliverance in your Bible. You have signs and wonders in your Bible. You have prosperity in your... Yeah, you didn't take that. Why? Because nobody gives an alert. God has sent me to alert you. That's why you are getting alert now. And you are ready now to take what? What happened after the alert? You make what? Now you are here tonight to make the withdrawal. Stand to your feet. We are now here to make what? Withdrawal. Because the alert is in your name. How do we make the withdrawal? With my mouth. For the tongue of the wise is head. How many of you are ready to make the withdrawal right now? You are going to make withdrawal. Now, can you say thank you, Lord Jesus? You died for me. And you were raised the third day. For my freedom. I stand in the liberty. We are which? God has freed me. I am free.
I am free
from sickness.
From sickness.
I am free
from disease.
I am free.
I am free
from Satan.
From Satan.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
the
Jesus.
Spirit of Jesus.
The Spirit of Jesus.
That raised him up from the dead.
Raised him up from the dead.
Lives in me.
Lives in me.
And the Holy Ghost.
And the Holy Ghost.
Which liveth in me.
Which liveth in me.
Giveth the health life of Jesus.
Giveth the health life of
into
Jesus.
Into my mortal body.
Into my mortal
he
body.
He supply my eyes.
He supply my eyes.
With the health of Jesus.
With the health of Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord
every
Jesus.
Every faculty of my being.
Every faculty of my being.
Receive the life of Jesus.
Receive the life
of in the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. I am healed with the stripes.
I am healed with the stripes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Sickness and disease.
Sickness and disease.
I have nothing to do with my life anymore.
I have nothing to do with my life anymore.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord
himself
Jesus.
Himself took my infirmity.
Himself took my infirmity.
And bear my sickness.
And bear my sickness.
And with his stripes.
And with his stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
With
his stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
My days of sickness and disease are over
my
forever.
My days of sickness and disease are over forever.
Because Jesus lives in me.
Because Jesus lives in
he
me.
He gives life to my mortal body.
He gives life to my mortal body.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
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 My tongue is my head.
My tongue is my head.
And as I'm speaking the word of God.
And as I'm speaking the word
I'm
of God.
Delivery.
I'm taking delivery.
Of my healing.
Of my healing.
Of my head.
Of my health.
Of my strength.
Of my strength.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord
that
Jesus.
The Lord is my life.
The Lord is my life.
And my salvation.
And my salvation.
The Lord is the strength of my life.
The Lord is the strength of my life.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord
no
Jesus.
More sickness for me.
No more sickness
no
for me.
No more disease for me.
No more disease
in
for me.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord
the
Jesus.
The word of God is working.
The word of God is
it
working.
It has worked before.
It has worked before.
And it's working in my life
and
now.
And it's working in my life
in the
now.
Name of Jesus.
In the name of
every
Jesus.
Weaknesses.
Every weakness
in my body system.
In my body system.
Receive the strength of God.
Receive the strength of
right
God.
Right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus said.
Jesus said.
I will have whatsoever I say.
I will have whatsoever
as
I say.
As I've spoken right now.
And as I've spoken right
concerning
now.
Concerning my head.
Concerning my head.
I have what I say.
I have what I say.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My foot shall be higher than brass.
My
as my day,
as my day, so shall my strength
in the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the
in
Lord
the name
Jesus.
Of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
I will go to my Father's in peace.
I will go to my Father in peace.
I will not die sick.
I will not die sick.
I shall be buried.
I shall be buried
in a good old age.
In a good old age.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
No more sickness for me.
No more sickness.
No more disease for me.
No more disease for me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In honor.
In honor
of the sacrifice.
Of the sacrifice
of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus. Jesus Christ.
For me on the cross of Calvary.
For me on the cross of Calvary.
I take delivery.
I take delivery.
Of my son here.
Of my son
right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I take delivery.
I take delivery.
Of my head.
Of my head.
Right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I take delivery.
I take delivery.
Of my healing.
Of my healing.
Of my head.
Of my head.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. None of my bones.
None of my bones.
Shall be broken.
Shall be broken.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
None of my bones.
None of my bones.
Shall be broken.
Shall be broken.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Because I am a member.
Because I am a member.
Of the body of Christ.
Of the body of Christ.
I am a member.
I am a member.
Of the flesh of Jesus Christ.
Of the flesh of Jesus Christ.
I am a member.
I am a member.
Of the bones of Jesus Christ.
Of the bones of Jesus Christ.
Whatever will not happen to Jesus.
Whatever did not happen to
Jesus. At the right hand of Jesus.
At the right hand of God.
At the right hand of God.
At the right hand of God.
In heaven.
In heaven.
Will not happen to me.
Will not happen to me.
Because as Jesus is.
Because as Jesus is.
Even so am I.
Even so am I.
Right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Greater is he.
Greater is he.
That is in me.
That is in me.
Now he that is in the world.
Then he that is in the world.
I am of God.
I am of God.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
I am not of sickness and disease.
I am not of sickness and disease.
Sickness and disease.
Sickness and disease.
Shall not have dominion over me.
Shall not have dominion over me.
Because the law of the spirit of life.
Because the law of the spirit of life.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Has made me free.
Has made me free.
From sickness and disease.
From sickness and disease.
From sickness and disease.
From sickness and disease.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
I will live in divine health.
I will live in divine health.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I have found a ransom.
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 My flesh shall be fresher.
My flesh shall be fresher.
Than that of a child.
Than that of a child.
I will return.
I will return.
To the day.
To the day.
Of my youth.
Of my youth.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And so shall it be for me.
And so shall it be for me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you very much. Job chapter 33. Everything called sickness and disease in your body dies right now.
Amen.
It will never see the light of the day.
Amen.
Verse 24. Verse 25. Then he is gracious unto him and said, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. Jesus is our ransom. Can you say, I found a ransom?
I found a ransom.
Jesus, the Son of the Living God, liveth in me. The great healer, the great physician, healeth in me to heal, to deliver, and to set free every faculty of my being. Look at the next verse now. His flesh shall be fresher than his child. How did the flesh of this my guy look like? And God is telling you, He said, your own flesh shall be fresher than the child. And you shall return to the day of your youth. Eh? If you ponder on this, only this, you can never be sick again. As you are pondering on it, you are giving thanks to Him. You are thanking Him. You are declaring it. You are having it. I have healing ahead. Every day, I am a life-giving spirit. In Christ Jesus, I am a life-giving spirit.
I have a soul.
And I live in a body.
I am preserved.
I am preserved
by God the Father.
In Christ Jesus, I am preserved from all appearance of sickness and disease.
I am preserved
in Christ Jesus from all evil. From all sicknesses,
from all
diseases, from all bacteria, from all viruses, in the name of the Lord Jesus, any virus or bacteria or sickness and diseases that touches my body, die instantly. In the name of Jesus. Lastly, Jude verse 1. Hi, hallelujah.
Amen.
I can see everything turning around. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Who are you? Be preserved. He preserved you. Can you say, I am preserved?
I am preserved.
By my heavenly Father.
My heavenly
Father. In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
No sickness,
no sickness, no
disease,
no disease
can touch me,
can touch me
because
I am preserved
in Christ Jesus,
in Christ Jesus
from all evil.
From all evil.
How many of you believe that scripture? He says you are what? Who did your preservation? Him. Then Psalm 121. From verse 5. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shield upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming from this time forth and even forevermore. When you go out, you are preserved. They are not saying amen.
Amen.
When I go out, I am preserved.
Amen.
When I come in, I am preserved.
Amen.
As I'm sitting down, I am preserved.
Okay.
As I stand up, I am preserved. In Christ Jesus. Yes. How many evil did he say we preserve you from? Is sickness included? What of COVID-19? The reason why I did not touch you, it is because you know that you are preserved. He preserves you. He do what? He preserves you. Preserved. Before the foundation of the world, he has already preserved you. And bring you forth to let you know that you are what? Say that, thank you, Father, for preserving
me.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
From all evil.
From all
sicknesses,
from all sicknesses,
from all diseases,
from all
bacteria,
from all
viruses,
from all
epidemics, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I will you understand this matter. Ejo, who did your preservation? Can it be any imperfect work? Your preservation is perfect. And to some of you are afraid of falling, hear the word of the Lord. Verse 24 says, unto him, now unto him. Who is able to keep you from falling and to preserve you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy? Verse 24. Oh, the word of God is so sweet. It's all and all. The greatest book of freedom. The greatest book of freedom is the Bible. No book of freedom anywhere. The greatest book of healing ahead is the word of God. Verse 24. Now unto him. Jude verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep me from falling and to present me faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Do you think that God will fail in his duty? He can never fail in his responsibility. Don't be afraid of falling. He's the one preserving you. Unto him. I thank him every day. Father, thank you for preserving. Thank you for keeping me from falling. Thank you for presenting me faultless before the presence of your glory with exceeding joy. I give all the praise. Thank you for preserving me from all evil. Thank you for preserving my going out. Thank you. Because my mouth. The tongues of the wise is what? His head. And a man shall be satisfied with good by the food of his mouth. One reason God writes his word is so that you will say. If not for your he won't send the word. The reason why he sends his word so that you and I will what? And as you are saying, we are preserving. I pray for you that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will take God at his word.
Amen.
God never saved and raised puppets. No. No way. Your stature may be small, but who is living greater? The Almighty God. Can the Almighty God lie down in the hospital? No, am I communicating? Excuse me. With the greater Holy Ghost lie down in the hospital and they are testing whether his blood is complete or not. Nothing. But when we lost our senses of the personality and the knowledge of God in the battle. But today mark the end of your battle.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6. Oh my God. Hi. From now you will become an agent of healing.
Amen.
Agent of transformation.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let your conversation be without conversion. And be content with such things as he has. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That ye may boldly say. Why did God say? Give up our sins, please, thank you. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. The Lord. Why did God say? Why did God send his word to you? Now, since God has sent his word, if we refuse to boldly say, then what happened? No sickness, yes, they say some sickness has been cured, but you tell them. Jesus healed all manner of sickness. Do you know that my shocking? It's a responsibility now. Every man that God called, he sent you to heal all manner of sickness and disease. Is that in the Bible?
Yes.
Is that in the Bible? Yes, if I'm not saying, I'm showing you now. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. There is no sleep. The word of God is the greatest word of freedom. Matthew 10 verse 1. Honestly speaking, yeah. No, your body from today will never accommodate sickness and disease.
Amen.
And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits. To cast them out and to heal some sicknesses. What do you read here? Are you a disciple? Did he empower you? Do you have the legal right to use the name of Jesus? And to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. How many? No, some. Okay, few. Okay, many. What is the meaning of all? Don't know, we are the one that failed in our responsibility. Say, I refuse to fail.
I refuse to fail.
I refuse to agree with the devil.
I refuse to agree with the devil.
Beginning from today.
Beginning from today.
And forever.
In the name of Jesus.
To heal all manner. Say, my day of sickness and disease over.
My day of sickness.
Hallelujah. Lay your right hand on your head. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let fresh understanding of God's word. Fresh understanding of God's word. Enter into your heart now.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That from today, you will see God in his word. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Whatever Jesus never deposited into your life will never find expression anymore.
Amen.
You are healed with his stripes.
Amen.
You are set free.
Amen.
You are delivered.
Amen.
You are made whole.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
If anyone here has any growth in his or her body. Everyone following this program right now, any growth in your body system, I declare them met away in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sent his word and the worm met them away. Every growth in your body system, in your liver, in your kidney, in your lungs, in your marrow, in every faculty of your being, I declare them met away.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your name.
Hallelujah.
No more sickness for you.
Amen.
No more disease for you.
Amen.
No more sickness for you.
Amen.
No more disease for you.
Amen.
No more sickness for you.
Amen.
No more disease for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And let the beloved and the healer of the Lord say,
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.